Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The United States is sending over $60 billion to Ukraine as part of a military aid package. This comes as Russia and Ukraine are well over 2 years into their war. For a look at how that aid may impact the situation on the ground, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andrew Jenks, professor and Russian history scholar at Cal State Long Beach. Always appreciate your insight and knowledge. So first of all, how much aid is going and in what form?
Well, the aid is going to go into the form of air defense systems, beefing up artillery, ammunition, and also in providing logistical help. And, you know, there's an initial tranche of $6 billion. And, you know, you have to remember that a lot of these complex systems, particularly air defense systems, are going to take some time to get deployed. But the biggest, I think, impact will be the munitions and artillery.
All right. Leading up to this, I mean, is this enough but too late, or is the timing okay? It seems that Russia has been making some advances that Ukraine was not able to answer. So what's the state of the situation?
Well, the situation is not very good for Ukraine. You know, it's not as if the Ukrainian government's going to collapse, but Russia is making slow. Going to make a huge difference, particularly if we consider that there are a number of people throughout the world that are supporting Russia, buying their gas, buying their wheat. China is one example. India is another example. Most of Latin America is neutral. Most of Africa is neutral. So, and I might mention one other thing that I think is working against Ukraine, and that is the war of Israel against Gaza. A lot of people around the world and in the United States don't see the Israeli occupation and then war as legitimate. And as a result of that, U.S. support for Israel has, in a sense, delegitimized support for Ukraine. So there's been a noticeable shift toward either neutrality or support of Russia and against Ukraine around the world. And I think that's a really important moment and not good for Ukraine.
So with this aid package and the support coming in now, not all at once and some training necessary, do you see things turning around in the near future for Ukraine or down the road?
I think it's going to be a long slog. And, you know, and there's a kind of drumbeat toward escalation, not only in Ukraine, but if you look at Poland, Poland has become an armed fortress. It's filled with Abrams tanks and Apache helicopters. You've got Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, and now Sweden and Finland that have joined NATO. All of this has resulted in an influx of sophisticated weaponry into that part of the world. Not yet those kinds of more sophisticated weapons into Ukraine. But it's a dangerous moment where both sides are armed to the teeth. The Russians have Iran and also North Korea supplying them. China is supplying essential components for the electronic systems that go into guided missile systems and rockets and other such things. So what I really see is both sides kind of their military industrial complex is benefiting greatly in the United States, in Great Britain, and in Russia, and pumping massive amounts of weapons into Ukraine, and it becomes a kind of proxy war. And I think the only people who benefit from this are the military contractors.
Ukrainian authorities evacuated two hospitals following claims by the Belarusian KGB that terrorists were being treated there shortly after Ukrainian officials said the accusations were false. What do you make of this whole situation?
Well, yeah, it's really difficult to sort out what's true, what's fake news, what's not. There's so much misinformation that's just going around the internet that's being supplied by security services on all sides that it's virtually impossible to get to the truth of what is actually going on. Is this a false flag operation? Is this some sort of setup? I really couldn't say. I don't have access to accurate information to say one way or another.
All right. Well, we do appreciate your insight on all of this situation. Andrew Jenks, professor and Russian history scholar at Cal State Long Beach.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.